Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
Oh, it's got chills. He's back. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ, back on the Wester Hotline for another season here on the Extra Point Show. Pat, it's great to have you back.
Nice to be back. A sign that we're getting close, right?
We are getting close. We're getting close to fall too. Is another sign of this.
You know, that's a word there's a few words that I throw around very lightly here, and that's one of them, because the minute you mention fall, there is just like this vitriol happens because people are like, dude, summer began like 2 weeks ago, it seems. And, you know, let me enjoy it before you sweep it from me.
I'm not sure I agree. 2 weeks ago, I feel like it's been 90 degrees for 3 months. Am I wrong on that?
No. I'm being facetious. It just our summers, of course, we wish were longer. I'm going to make this argument before we dive into the game that this could be one of the best summers like in a long time. And what I mean by that is that we've had 4 days at 90 degrees. That's not too many. Okay. We've had a fair amount of just comfortable 70s and 80s. We've had very few rainouts, and we've had no no real severe weather to contend with, or heat waves. You know, we had a stretch last week where it was pretty muggy and pretty warm. But, you know, if you recall in 2000, we had like 8 days of 95 and above in a row or something like that, close to it. And that was we just haven't had anything like that. So lots of sun and little disruptions weather-wise, which has been great for all of us, I think.
I agree. I've become a beach guy this summer, and mostly because the weather is giving me an opportunity to become a beach guy.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple, we've had a couple cloudy days here and there, but all in all, it's been awesome. And you hear about the heat and everything, the floods everywhere else, and it's just like, man, we're living the good life here.
So what about for the game tomorrow, for fans that are in attendance? And, you know, it's a Saturday. There might be a little tailgating that goes on beforehand. what are we going to be expecting?
That's if the Metallica crowd hasn't left yet, right? I mean, I got to imagine, you know, a lot of the players left camp and they rushed back home or even to go to, you know, the field house, and they're like, wait.
Before you actually answer the question about tomorrow's weather, I completely omitted that. I meant to start with that. You went to the Metallica concert yesterday, correct?
I got to be in full transparency. I was ready to go with my daughter, and she is a fan. She's a music fan. But was a little apprehensive about the real, you know, you're going to introduce a younger person to a concert. And maybe that wasn't the best one because she's a little sensitive to loud sounds and noises. And so we decided to hold off, which was, you know,
okay.
Had to play dad here. So we did not go. I could hear it from my house.
Our producer, Corey Jackson. Corey, you were there, right? You said it was the loudest concert?
Yeah, it was the loudest concert. My ears were still ringing as I was walking back to my
car.
Okay,
so maybe you made a good call, Pat.
Well, I just think, you know, again, it's the first concert, and I figured let's choose another one to get that first experience. But I'm hearing that it was amazing. They played what you wanted to hear. They had a nice interaction with the crowd at the end. I just heard it was a great show. And there's only been a couple of stadium shows in the U.S. with Metallica. This was one of them.
Nice, yeah. The weather for tomorrow's game, what are we looking at?
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, we're in that part of the season where the concerns are usually like heat, and that's not going to be the case tomorrow. I mean, you can't draw up a better weather day for tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 to 77 or so at kickoff, 4 o'clock. light breezes, and again, not humid. All right. If you go outside right now, and it just feels awesome, much like it did. I mean, unlike it did a couple of days ago when you just felt like you were wrapped in this air. It was so sticky. We won't have any of that tomorrow. So hopefully, you know, this is a sign of things to come. We know how weather played such a role in so many games last season. We're not carrying that over to the start of this one in preseason. There is just, it's just going to be perfect.
Is there, for fans that, like, if you haven't bought tickets yet, I know, like, secondary market, they're super, super inexpensive. So sun, like, no clouds? Because that's something I usually think of is, like, what side of the stadium am I going to have the sun on my face? Especially when it's, like, a 4 o'clock game, you know?
And it's also, you know, it's early in the season, so the sun angle is really high.
Yeah.
So at 4 o'clock, you know, it's going to be... You know, I'm just trying to think I would think the visiting side would be the best chance at shade.
Yep.
It's probably the place you want to be.
I think that's
but,
right.
You know,
yeah.
The Bill side is going to be a washing sun for, at least the first half.
And
actually, when you think about it, I mean, the sun will be maybe even beyond because,
right.
it, you know, comes down there in the, in the end zone, the south end zone, or west end zone. So, yeah, it's going to be sunny on that side for quite a bit.
And then the last thing I wanted to get to you with, Pat, is just kind of looking at the schedule as a whole for the season. I'm someone that likes to go to one road game a year, tries to make an effort to, and, like, the warm weather road games that you had on the schedule, L.A., Miami, like, they're the first two road games.
First games, I know.
So,
and as we know... In L.A. in September, granted it's a 5:30 kickoff L.A. time. It can be hotter than Hades there if you have one of those, mm-hmm. you know, Santa Ana wind days. And, you know, that's kind of a place you would love to go to get a break from our weather later in the season, but that's not the case. And then, of course, Miami.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the flip end of that is all the cold weather cities, like past Thanksgiving, which is in
right.
Detroit, everything, right, could be a real bad weather year given that it's Chicago and it's Cincinnati and it's here.
Cincinnati, you're right.
Foxborough.
Kansas City's in October. But remember last year, Kansas City, we had all sorts of lightning issues
right.
When we played there. You bring up a good point. Of course, Detroit's inside. New England.
Yeah.
We got a lot of – and then, of course, we have – How many?
Is it four home games?
Three. What's that?
Is it three home games?
Three home games from December 11th through the 8th.
Ooh.
So you are surrounding the holidays with three home games. And we know what happened in the home games, you know, last year at the end of the season, weather-wise.
Right. Is there any trends about hot summer means something for winter, or is that just a guessing game?
Yeah, let's put it this way. I mean, we'll of course dive into this as we go deeper into the season. It's August, and it's been hot in many areas of the country. Not so much here in terms of above normal, but it is. Look, one thing I'll just say is that there is a phenomenon taking place this season that we've only seen a couple of other times in the past, and that is when you have a cold ocean in the Pacific for 3 years in a row. I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds here, but let's just say the other couple of winters that have had a similar setup have been cold and snowy. So let's not hang our hat on that yet. And cold and snowy, shocking. That goes out on a limb. Well, I'm just saying colder and snowier than average is a trend that we're kind of beginning to see.
Yeah, if you were going to do like a bold predictions article like on your website, I don't think that would qualify.
No, exactly. I mean, but it's, you know, my gosh, you know, we're still 4 months away from snow. So we got to see how things evolve. So let's enjoy what we got right now.
Hey, Pat, we got to run, but I love having you back for this season. Appreciate you coming on. And next week?
Yeah, we'll do it again next week for, is it Denver?
I should know this, and I don't have it in front of me. I think it's Denver.
Denver Kids Day.
If we're wrong, I'll correct it. But appreciate it again, Pat.
All right. Yeah, it's Denver. Okay.
Denver.
We'll talk
Perfect.
To you guys next Friday.
Thanks. Talk. Bye. Talk then. All right. We will take a timeout here. When we come back, Bills quarterback Josh Allen. We've teased his meeting with the media after Bills camp wrapped up. Allen on the way next here in WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.